You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to Three and Out with Jason and Kevin. I'm Jason. That's Kevin. We are brought to you by CincyJungle.com, SB Nation, Cincinnati Bengals website, and sponsored by Eastgate Smiles Dental Care. We are on the Orange and Black Insider. Check us out on YouTube and wherever you can get podcasts. That's where we're at, Orange and Black Insider. Speaking of which, Anthony Cosenza was able to get some one-on-one time with... he should be Hall of Famer, but Bengals Ring of Honor
future inductee,
future Hall of Famer, yes, and Bengals Ring of Honor inductee Ken Anderson, and it's, you know, he's got a great charity he's got going on. So I am going to throw this here, and I don't know why it won't let me comment. Anyway. I'll have a link to it, to this, in the description of the video. Check it out. It's for a great cause. Today, we're not going to talk much about the Super Bowl because, anyway, we're going to go through, we're going to do four PFF mock drafts, okay? And in two of them, we're going to trade T. Higgins, and in two of them, we're not. And we're just going to see where the chips land. We're going to go through, I think we said five rounds, correct?
Yep, five rounds. Last two at this point don't matter. I was never doing seven-round mocks. The last two are literally always pretty much who is the highest upside of any position player available on the board. So,
yeah,
five rounds.
Five rounds, and then we'll kind of talk a little bit about the differences between the four. So we're going to start without trading T. Higgins, correct?
Yep, we're going to do two without trading, and then after the ad break, we're going to do two where we do trade him. Yep. We're not going to really be commentating on it. We have these the simulator set to fast because we're trying to bump out quite a few all at once. This is really just to illustrate the point of where we end up in either scenario. There's a lot of debate about it, so we figured we'd do a little test and then weigh in at the end.
All right, so let me get this rolling. All right. Can you see what I'm working with?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Starting things off with the Bengals. We are not trading T. Higgins here. We're going to start, get it going. The Bengals have the number 18 pick. And
wow, that got easy really, really quick. Jerzon Newton is the top of the board.
Yep.
That is a slam dunk as far as I'm concerned. For the audio listeners, totally we also have J.C. Latham.
Yep.
Next on the list, and Brian Thomas Jr., which would be an interesting replacement for a wide receiver if we were trying to do so.
It would be.
But for me, I mean, Newton looks like a generational talent, or at least close enough to, and we have a desperate need on the interior. What about you, Jason?
No, I totally agree. It's 100% Newton, without question. The fact that he fell to 18, and it's just one of those rare instances where the best player available also happens to coincide with maybe their biggest
need.
I would say their biggest need. Would you say their biggest need?
Oh, we should have mentioned this also. We are also doing this draft with the assumption that the Bengals have signed a low caliber starting right tackle.
Yes.
Somebody they are comfortable starting, but would ideally like to upgrade. There's a variety of people who are going to be out there that fit that criteria. but we are not walking into this with the assumption that we need a right tackle in the first round or two. Anyways. Okay.
Right. Yes.
I'm back to the board. It's Newton for me. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it absolutely is for me too as well. So going Newton. Already I'm happy. You know what I mean?
I know. I feel like we're trying to prove a point here, and if it falls,
it's not helping us.
It only falls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is proving the point even more. A lot of the top of the board is wide receivers. Good ones too. Scroll down, Jason. What else we got?
You got Christian Haynes at Connecticut. If you're concerned about upgrading Volson or who's going to replace Kappa.
Yep. I also see Jonathan Brooks, the running back, and Jatavion Sanders, the tight end. Both are very high on my list as far as round two or round three options.
If you're looking at offensive tackle, you got Kingsley. So I'm sorry I even brought this up. Suamada. Yep. Yeah. I don't know.
If we wanted to double dip, Tavondre Sweat is also available. Yep. Build nose tackle. For me, I'm not necessarily looking to double dip, not with the value shown here. And I'm looking at Brooks and Sanders. Where are you at, Jason?
Okay. I do want to ask another clarifying question with this. We should have clarified more. So, all right. Not only are we, there's not a clock, right? No. Okay. Not only are we under the assumption that we've signed a patch and play right tackle, are we under the assumption that we've tagged and retained T. Higgins, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, either one of these is tagged, but it's tag and trade.
Right. Okay. Sorry. And then who were the first two? Who were the two guys you said? I'm sorry.
Scroll down. Right there. Jonathan Brooks, the running back, and Jatavion Sanders, the tight end. I like both of them quite a bit, and they fit a need.
I like Brooks because I think that the first item of business this offseason is going to be to cut Joe Mixon to avoid that roster bonus. So I like Brooks here. I do. I think that he would go well paired with our rookie running back.
And you think a 50-50 is a real question. 50-50 running back is more important than not having a tight end. We don't have a tight end, period. Tanner Hudson, but he's, you know.
Yeah. I honestly, man, I don't know.
What do you think? It's up to you. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Yeah, I think either one would be good picks.
I don't want to settle for a tight end. I don't know that much about Sanders. I like Brooks.
Oh, he's good.
Okay. Well, then let's
go. But if you like Brooks, pick Brooks.
Let's go Sanders. Let's go Sanders. I know. Okay, Sanders. I'm going Sanders.
Go Sanders.
Okay.
Keep it running.
All right. All right.
And here's where we're going to be looking much more at position as opposed to what we actually know about some of these players. Both me and Jason are diving into watching tape and looking at analysis and everything else right now. But I don't think either one of us is even close.
I don't know a lot about
too confident in a lot of this. Guys.
No. Positionally, I think we could probably use a quarterback here in the third round, Michael Pratt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You can't ever have too many good edge rushers. You know,
I feel like we can, and we do. We have so many edge people right now. Okay. We have nothing on the interior.
Cornerback. They like cornerback, linebacker. I don't see that. Well, you know what? I think I could see them losing Akeem Davis-Gaither.
I think they will.
I could see them losing him in free agency. So I could possibly see a linebacker here step in behind the two starters. Maybe another defensive lineman, depending on how, you know, what happens in free agency and stuff like that. Wide receiver. I don't know. What do you think?
Scroll up. They're not going to go this far down as far as value is concerned, I don't think. I think at this point they're going to look for either somebody like Ronaldo Green as far as a cornerback concerned, or add to the interior or a linebacker. The way the value falls, I think it's going to be Ronaldo Green, cornerback. Okay. Come on
Let's
down.
Let's do it. All right. That was a third round pick. On to the fourth. It's just moving too fast to really, but that's not, we're not commenting what other teams are doing. All right. So kind of the same deal here. Another cornerback. I don't see that happening back to back. the defensive.
No, line. The value here seems to be Michael Hall Jr., who I have looked at and do like at around this value. He's another defensive interior guy.
Yep.
Interesting to note that Cade Stover, the tight end from Ohio State, which a lot of viewers probably really, really like, he'd be available here. Fourth round pick. That seems about his value to me. I also think guard with Zach Zinter is an option here as well. What do you think, Jason?
I could, you know, I see a reason to take several different positions. You know, there, you can't, you know, the defensive tackle position has been thin. So I feel like stocking up is good. I don't see, you know, two tight ends in the same draft, but I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah, I could see
guard. No, I was mentioning Cade Stover just more to talk about options we could have had. There.
Yeah. I do see the possibility of an interior offensive lineman, especially if he could go either side. You know what I mean? And we also kind of know that Ted Karras can also play guard. You know what I mean? So if you have some guys that have the ability to move around, I think that might be the pick for me. Guard here.
Let's go. Zach Zinter has a great name. Right.
Yeah, I know. Notice there's no C. It's Z-A-K. You don't see Z-A-K very often. You see Z-A-C sometime. And I always grew up, you know what? I always thought it was Z-A-C-H. But now you see Z-A-C-K. I don't know.
I mean, that's another way to say it.
The Zachs need to get together and figure out what the hell they're doing. All right. I think this is our last round. So,
yeah.
Again, you know, wide receiver, if the idea is tagging T. Higgins and then I don't know anything about this guy. Tagging T. Higgins and then moving on after this year, which it would be. He's 6'3", 208. You know what I mean? I don't know what kind of speed he has or anything like that, but that seems to be that kind of traditional outside kind of guy, you know?
I don't know if we're looking for here. T. Higgins replacement in the fifth round.
Well, not
round.
In the fifth, right. Right. I don't, yeah. No, I understand what you're saying.
I do see Jordan Jefferson. Defensive interior LSU as an option. We love LSU guys. We were really weak on the defensive interior earlier on. We went guard where we were talking about maybe adding some depth to the D line. I could see that being a absolute option.
Yep, I could see that too. I could see them taking safeties. I don't think, you know, what they decided to do at safety did not work out. You know, I don't know. What do you want to do?
I want to go defensive interior.
Okay. Right here, Jordan Jefferson.
Depth has been a massive, massive issue. We replaced Reader with a different style of player, but still a impact defensive lineman with Newton. And we still have a massive, massive depth issue online.
I forgot we have another pick. We have another pick. Okay.
We do.
You know, I think maybe linebacker here. You know?
Go for it.
What do you think? All right.
Linebacker works for me.
Yep. You don't value linebackers. I don't think you would pick linebacker in the first two rounds.
It has to be a very special linebacker.
Yeah. All right. So obviously we got an A+. The fact that he was there at 18, I don't see that happening at all. You know, B minus.
You're talking about Jerzon Newton. This is an audio medium, and most people don't watch this on YouTube, Jason.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I apologize. For anyone listening, Newton dropping to 18. PFF's big board had him at number 10, so that's an A+ pick. B minus for Sanders at 49, C+ for Green at 80. C for Zinter at 116, B+ for Jefferson at 148, C+ for Ulofosio at 175. Overall, I'd be happy. You know, like I said, we both mentioned like the guys down here, you know, these last three guys taken in the fourth and fifth. I don't really know a lot about these guys. You know what I mean? I haven't.
No,
the NFL.
No, I like Zach Zinter. I do. He's a project, but other than that. Here's what I'll say. Our defensive interior got a little better.
Yes.
We definitely improved the tight end room significantly. We do not have a running back that I at all. So hopefully we grabbed one in free agency. our O-line is probably a little worse than it was last year, because while we got a guard in the fourth, we are likely downgrading slightly from Jonah Williams at right tackle. And that's what I'm looking at here. That is just the nature of trying to address a whole bunch of stuff in the draft.
Yeah. The funny thing is, too, is the way this draft worked out, it was kind of like the same thing as last year. Last year there was such a strong tight end class, and we just bypassed the position. And this year there's such a strong tackle class, which is also a position need, and we just bypass. All right, so we're going to do one more without trading, correct?
Yep, let's try it again. Let's see where it falls. Right.
Are we adjusting anything? Slow it down, keep it fast? All right, same five rounds? Keep it five rounds?
Five rounds.
All right, let's do it. All right. Waiting for Brock Bowers. Nope. All right. So right off the bat, this is totally.
Can I interest you in a center, Jason?
No. Maybe.
Maybe, right?
Yeah.
This Jackson Powers Johnson. Will forever be trying to convince myself to grab a center in the first, it seems like, because I was trying to convince myself to grab Linderbaum, and now I'm trying to convince myself the right move is Jackson Powers Johnson. He JPJ. Is available. Fifth pick. Brian Thomas Jr. is also still available if we were in the market for a first round wide receiver, which we are not because we kept T. Higgins.
Right. JPJ, correct me if I'm wrong, but is the highest ranked center in this year's draft class.
Yes, he is. And if you looked at any film of his, did you look at him? He's an absolute monster, Jason. He's an absolute monster.
And on top of that, like I said earlier, Ted Karras is capable of playing multiple positions on the interior of the offensive line. So I think that's the way for me. These first few picks or these first few guys available, this is worst case scenario in the draft. You know what I mean?
Going cornerback? Yes. But
cornerback.
Edge. I will not pick a cornerback first, period, through all four of these. I think there's at least a 25% chance that the Bengals do.
Oh, well, they love cornerbacks on the first round.
They love a first round cornerback, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we're taking JPJ. That's what's happening.
Yes, we are.
I don't think we're going to get a good grade for it, but we're doing it. It's happening.
I think it's I don't know. I think he's a generational prospect.
Yeah.
But he's at center, so it is what it is.
I got that. I got you.
Oh, man. This worked out so well for us.
Yes.
Patrick Paul at tackle. I like Patrick Paul at tackle in round two.
Yeah. Okay. They don't have anything set up for these guys yet. All right. Patrick Paul.
No, they never do. Yeah. Ready? If you're comfortable with that, I am. Yep. Yes.
I am addressing it. Is, yeah, two offensive linemen, picks one and two, or first rounds one and two. So on to the third. It's got to be defense, right? Maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, does it? Because Trey Benson is sitting there. And we need a running back badly. I don't know.
Yep. I don't know. Trey Benson.
We also got Sione Vaki for safety, which I think is an option. And then Leonard Taylor III is the defensive interior guy who would be available right there. I would go Trey Benson in this scenario.
I just saw, was it Leonard Thomas III? Was that what it was?
Yes.
Either way, he was taken like right after we took the running back there. All right. I don't know if this sounds like meta gaming or whatever, but I can't imagine them going offense, 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 offense. You know what I mean? Like, I can't either. I think they have to go defense here.
Last year it went defense, then fourth round. So they finally popped back to offense in the fourth.
Yeah, which is, are we in the fourth? Yeah, that's it right here. So,
We need to see what's available. Are they spending it on a safety? Yeah.
Kate Stover's here.
Kate Stover, he's kind of a do everything, but nothing great type of tight end.
Right.
if they were going cornerback, Josh Newton. I think safety is a strong possibility, which was all the way at the top. Who was that up at the top there?
Dadrian Taylor Demerson.
I can see that as a strong possibility, although I do expect them to add some sort of veteran presence to the safety room in free agency.
Yep, I think they will.
Your call, Jason. What do you think they're going to do?
Oh, well, thanks for
what would you do? What would you do?
What would I do? What would I do?
Yeah, what would you do?
I would find a wiser man than myself to make the decision for me. You know what? Let's go Cade Stover.
Tight end.
Yeah. Give you some depth here. I don't, you know what? I'm instantly regretting that decision. Is he any better than Tanner Hudson? No.
Yes, he's better than Tanner Hudson.
You think
in
so?
My opinion, he's a higher seat. Yes, I just don't think. He's that tight end who you go, oh, yeah, all right. He's all right. He's pretty good.
What's the guy, not the new guy they drafted up in Buffalo, the tight end that was up there. He's had some big games and then do what? No, not Kincaid. Kincaid's the rookie.
Not the guy. Oh, I don't know who
you're the guy that was there. I don't remember his name, but he, you know, he had some big games last year. That's the guy where he goes somewhere else. You're like, oh, yeah, that's the guy from the place. But you don't ever remember his name. Yeah. So here in the fifth round, I think defensive interior right here. Christian Boyd.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yep.
There you go. Trying to add at least the body to spell the highly depleted interior at this point, a few snaps. Apparently BJ Hill is going to play every snap.
Oh, I forgot. Hear me. What do you want to do?
Ben Sennett. I think Ben Sennett as a tight end could turn into something.
Okay.
Oh, well, we already drafted a tight end, didn't we?
I know, but yeah, but it's you drafted in the fourth round.
It's true. Know, double dip.
Take a fourth round. Oh. Well, you know what? It actually turned up not that bad. So Jackson Powers Johnson got a D plus at 18.
Yeah, that's incorrect. But, that is just
I agree.
The PFF website overly is reliant on position value. It's insane that they would put him 22 on their big board and yet punish you with a D plus by drafting him at 18. Positional value matters. It doesn't matter the way they think it matters. I think Jackson Powers Johnson is actually a pretty reasonable pick considering the situation we were in.
I agree with that. But then everything else got pretty good. Patrick Paul got an A minus, Trey Benson C plus, Cade Stover B plus. Christian Boyd A, and then Benson at A minus for a B overall. I can live with it. If this happens, if this played out, you know, it's nothing flashy. I wouldn't be like overly thrilled, but I also wouldn't be like down in the dumps about it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'd be happy because our O-line just got good. At least in theory, our O-line got pretty good. We're going to have a upgrade at tackle and hopefully depending on whoever we replace. And then there'll be a mad shuffle between Karras, JPJ, and Bolson to see who are our starting two out of that next to Kappa. And I think Bolson gets pushed to the side and we get an incredibly powerful athletic center.
Yep. And then
we got a great running back. We've definitely at least tried to solve our tight end problem. And I think we have some potential there. Our defensive interior is maybe the worst in the NFL. Based off what we know about what's happening. What it is.
If they didn't do some major work in free agency, we're going to be in trouble on defense.
Yep.
So, all right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Eastgate Smiles Dental Care is a warm and welcoming environment where expertise and customer service come together. As a local business, they love helping their fellow Cincinnatians manage their oral health and achieve a perfect smile. They pair the latest technology with years of experience to give you a smile worth showing off. They are dedicated to quality and convenience and can even perform dental crown procedures the same day in most cases. You like your smile, but they are here to help you love it. They personalize your care and match your needs. Call them today at 513-528-1150 to learn what they can do for your pearly whites. All right. We are back, and I am going to do this again. All right. So now we're going to do a little bit differently.
Yes. We are going to institute two trades. We are going to institute a trade with the Patriots because I do think, to me at least, I think they might be our most likely trade partner. We have great history with them. They have a large cap space. It's been rumored they're in for a wide receiver in free agency. They are going to have a rookie quarterback with their first round pick and a high second that we could value. I just think it's a match made in heaven as far as a trade with the Higgins is concerned. And then we're doing Texans as well. Mostly because I keep hearing the Texans might be interested in T, and I haven't had chance to research exactly why, because it doesn't make total sense to me, but I've heard it over and over again. Mostly it's because they're a later round pick. They're kind of just a sub for a few of the later round teams, where we could maybe get a first round pick for T because it's in the 20s.
Okay.
That's my reasoning behind it. Let's start with the Pats, Jason. What do you say?
All right. So Patriots here. So we're talking about the number 34 overall pick, which is practically.
I mean, that's where T was drafted, right there.
Yeah, right there. So you basically, what you do here is, in his 4 years with your team, you've made it to a Super Bowl. You went to two AFC championships. You've tagged him. You're saying, thank you very much, and we're going to get exactly what you spent. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We want to see if the Pats are going to give us any more. Because right now you have them just asking for the second round pick.
Yeah, let's go 104. Two.
That seems high.
It's not going down at all. Oh, there it goes.
Oh, there we go. They will not trade almost their entire next round. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's just to make it realistic and to not act like we're stacking the deck here. What if we just do 34 and round 5, 136?
Yep. Let's do it.
Sound good?
Yep.
Let's see what it looks like.
Offer trade accepted.
Definitely.
Now we're going to start the draft. And it's going to start off very much the same. Going to be our first overall pick at 18. And again, edge players, cornerbacks, and wide receivers. We do have Jackson Powers Johnson here.
We do
have Amarius Mims.
We also have Brian Thomas Jr. Incredible top end speed. Really, really, really great prospect, in my opinion. Maybe somebody I'd be a little on a bubble with at this pick if we didn't have 2 seconds coming up. So if you wanted to replace T out the gate, I think that would be an option.
I think that,
and I think he'd fit the team really well too, with Jamar Chase playing in the slot more and more.
Yeah.
A burner on the outside could have a lot of value for us.
You know, that is for more years with a rookie wide receiver that you would have a fifth year option on.
One of the most expensive possible positions.
Right. That's hopefully a tier one wide receiver like T. Higgins. It's a risk. I think that's it. I think if it hits, man, it hits hard. I think that's it.
Yeah. And even if it doesn't hit, you still get a lot of value out of it because wide receivers have value even if they're average.
Sure. Sure. And with if your strategy for keeping Jamar Chase here with Joe Burrow forever is to just keep signing young, good wide receivers and then letting them go by trading them, that's not a bad way to win the Super Bowl.
It really isn't.
All right, here we go. So we're going to trade. We're going to draft Brian Thomas Jr. at 18.
Sure.
All right, so we're almost going to have immediate pick. Back on the clock, 34. I see Troy Fowatownu. Butchered that one.
You did.
I see.
Got a couple wide receiver options that could have been good. I'm a fan. I mean, I'm not saying any of them are incredible and they're nowhere near Brian, but I do like them.
There's nothing
at the top as far as tight end or defensive interior I'm loving. What about you?
There's nothing here that's really like blowing up my skirt. I think that we just take the safe pick. Let's take the best offensive tackle on the board.
Yeah.
Right.
I actually like it. It fell to us really, really well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, and then it takes us to our second round pick. And.
Oh, Zach Frazier as the center. I like Zach Frazier.
I do too. I do too. So let's do that.
And now Zach Frazier.
Yeah. Now you have the possibility of still having Cordell Volson as a backup, maybe the best backup guard in the NFL. You know what I mean? The possibility.
Absolutely.
Sure, but maybe. All right. So let's do
that. And you have a backup to tackle for whoever ends up getting replaced.
Right.
Who we assume we got in free agency. You've got more athletic on the line in two positions. Okay. I like it.
So now we have Trey Benson here, running back. It's been very heavy offense. I could see linebacker here again to probably replace ADG. I could see.
Sure. I was really hoping to find something on the interior here. Leonard Taylor.
Let's
do you like him more than Trey Benson as far as running backs concerned?
Yes, I do. I do. I think Leonard.
So we really need to grab a running back or a tight end soon if we're going Taylor. All right, let's go Taylor. Let's see what it looks like. Okay. That's the point of this. I mean, there's no perfect picks.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And I think that we're both clear. We've made it clear that while we think that they should maybe trade T. Higgins, they probably won't.
I do not think they will.
Got Audric Estime, I think, probably. I don't know. I'm butchering all these names. Ray Davis from Kentucky.
Kate Stover has a little more value to me again at this point because we have another fifth coming up. I would have hesitated on him maybe a little. I hesitated on him before because I do think that he brings nothing extraordinary to the party.
Right.
Sorry, Ohio State fans. But I think he's good. I think at four, I'd take him. I'd take him at four.
Okay. Done. Signed and delivered. All right. And then on to the fifth round. Our first, I think we have three picks in this draft. Or in this round.
We do.
Ray
Davis. This is the pick this is the pick we got from.
This is the extra pick we got from.
We got Ray Davis. We got Tyler
Davis. Tyler Davis. Braylon Allen. I don't really know the difference between Braylon Allen or Ray Davis.
It's a question. Do you want to take a swing at running back or do you want to take a swing at defensive interior? I tend to want to take a swing at running back a little more because I just think late round running backs have a higher chance of hitting than late round defensive interior guys. But defensive interior is a much bigger need. We have a running back.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, outside of Geno Atkins, and I know there's guys every single year that, I was taken in the whatever round. But you see a lot more fifth, sixth round running backs making differences every day, you know what I mean? Then you do sixth, seventh round nose tackles.
Ray Davis, it is.
They don't exist. Not to say that they don't exist, because they absolutely do. They're all over the place. Just saying, let's do Ray Davis. Okay. All right. Number two, Jordan Jefferson.
As far as defensive interior, LSU, sure. Okay. All right. Let's go with him.
Okay. And then our last pick is, let's see.
There's Ben Sinnott again.
I know.
I really like Ben Sinnott. We need to quit going.
Let's do it.
I don't want to double dip. I do not want to double dip tight end again. Okay. I do think grabbing a Trevor Keegan, high upside guard that you would develop on the bench for a year or two and hopefully take a role. I don't think that's a bad choice. A linebacker for depth, I don't think that's a bad choice. What do you think?
No, I don't think either of those. You also have Ladarius Henderson, just more depth at right tackle. Let's do Keegan. Just because all those contracts, Ted Karras' contract coming up, Alex Kappa's contract coming up. You're going to have to figure out what you're going to do with Cordell Volson for his future. You know, we've replaced the tackles. We'll likely replace the tackle this year. And then you're going to have this round of replacing the interior of the line. So let's go Trevor Keegan, plan for that future, and see what happens here. Maybe. Okay. So Brian Thomas Jr. is a B in the first. And then grabbing Fatanu, A-, Zach Frazier, B+, Leonard Taylor, B+, K Cade Stover B plus, Ray Davis A minus, Jordan Jefferson B plus, Trevor Keegan C plus for a B plus. There's an awful lot of A's in there for this to be a B plus.
Yeah, I don't understand their grading system. I see the beginnings of completely renovating our offensive line.
Yep.
I see us taking T. Higgins, flipping him for a contract that is cheaper in every way, has a fifth-year option if we end up wanting that for some reason, which would increase his trade value or even just let us keep him on the roster for two additional years for a lot of flexibility. Defensive interior still sucks. We didn't upgrade as hard at running back. But I like where we're at with tight end. I love where we're at with the O-line. I like where we're at with wide receiver. What do you think? I think this right here, this is a great draft.
I think this is a win. This is a win for a draft for sure.
Hopefully there's some really good, hopefully Matt Abuke is out there right now. And he just didn't want to sign with anybody quite yet. He was holding out for big money.
There you go.
And we take that $20 million. Yeah. We take that $20 million. We were going to give T. And we flip it into a big contract for Matt Abuke.
There you go.
And suddenly we're Super Bowl bound.
I could see it. I like it. All right. One more, right?
Yep. Let's do one more.
Okay. One more. Same deal. Trade and T. All right. And we're going with the Texans, correct?
We are.
Okay. So we are going to go 23. Excuse me.
Yep, let's see if we can get there first. I don't know if it'll allow us to or not. Let's see. Let's try to get to fourth. Let's see. Let's offer the trade. Don't start the draft. Offer trade. Don't start. Yeah. Offer trade.
Yeah. All right. Accept it. Good deal.
Okay.
Now we have two first round picks.
Yep, we'll see. That might have been a reach as far as his value is concerned. I don't know if we would get that fourth for him, if we're being honest, but the simulator let us do it, so let's try it.
Just for
sure. Maybe next year's fourth. Maybe something more along those lines if we bring it here. What are you trying to do?
Trade up to 8 with 18 and 23.
I thought we were trying to do a realistic thing.
I know. Okay. Let's get.
What do you want to do at 8?
Nothing. Brock Bowers. Nothing. I don't want to do anything. Okay. So we're good to go. So we're starting the draft. Yep. Same deal. Up first at 18.
All right. Now here's where it gets interesting, right? Because what?
Nothing. You're good. Go ahead. I just think it's funny that I think we were both disappointed with who's available right here.
Because it's Brian Thomas again.
Yeah.
I think this gets really interesting really quickly, because I think we might be able to grab JPJ and Brian Thomas.
Okay.
I think that's a possibility. If not, Mims is down there too.
Yeah.
I think we can grab Brian Thomas here, right here, and we can still hopefully take it as like a chance here,
right,
shore up our O-line with a first-round draft pick.
Okay.
Do I take a swing at it? Let's see what happens.
Yep. Let's do it. Brian Thomas again. And now we go. Okay.
Mims is gone, but JPJ is still there.
Right. And you also have Jordan Morgan, depending on how you feel. I mean, he'd be a reach here, according to Pro Football Focus.
I mean, sure. In positional value, I get it. Right. I love what I'm seeing out of JPJ. And I think that you take a player who is an instant massive upgrade at position, and he is.
All right, let's do it. This could be a massive upgrade at two positions.
Don't overthink it. Is he a future All-Pro? Then grab
him. I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
I think he's a future All-Pro.
Okay. All right. On to the second. So 49, Chris Jenkins, that defensive interior of Michigan that was just nasty as hell this year.
Yes, he was. Man, Patrick, I thought this was going to work out really well, and damn, did it work out really well.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Defensive interior or get a tackle? I want Chris Jenkins.
Yeah, I do too. I want Chris
Jenkins. I want to shore up our O-line and shore up our D-line, and I want to do it in the same draft. Let's go. Yeah.
All right. On to the third, where Trey Benson.
Dwayne Carter is also there. I mean, back-to-back defensive interior, but honestly, I don't think it's the worst decision we can make.
No, I don't think it is either.
We have a desperate, desperate need for defensive interior players.
Let's do that.
I think going back-to-back interior, I don't know if the Bengals will do it, but I would do it.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Do it.
All right. And then I think we have 2 fourth-round picks, 2 fifth-round picks, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So, all right, here we go. Have Estime. Estime, I don't know. Ray Davis, Cade Stover again. Marshawn Lloyd.
Yep.
I don't see them going offensive interior. I think if they're at this point, it would be tackle. I could see Cade Stover or Ray Davis.
Sure.
Yeah. I could see Cade Stover or Ray Davis. I don't really know much about.
I don't want to do Cade Stover. I know I'm kind of metagaming here a little bit, but I like Sinnott, and as far as a late round value pick, and he's been there every time.
He won't be there.
I absolutely would go. Huh?
I said he won't be there this time. That's how this works. That's how it'll work.
I mean, sure, but you know, let's take the risk.
Okay.
I say we go running back.
Okay. Let's do a Steeman this time. And our next pick.
Well, there's Stover.
Yep.
There's Blake Fisher if you want your developmental tackle.
Yeah. I think one of those two are the pick. So what is it? Do you want Cade Stover or do you want tackle? You make this pick.
I want to let's go tackle. Let's go Blake Fisher for a developmental tackle.
Okay.
We probably only signed somebody to a year contract, I'd imagine. Having somebody on the bench right for a year, see what they can do. That sounds good.
Got another project possibility at tight end.
Sure.
Let's see. You can do safety here. Just stock up on cornerback, linebacker. I think that at this point you're just looking at depth. I could see linebacker, JD Bertrand.
I don't know enough about AJ Barner to know if he's a good prospect, the tight end.
Oh, maybe.
I haven't looked at him yet. So you want to go to linebacker? Let's go linebacker.
Yeah, let's go linebacker. And then this is our last pick coming up here. And we got, all right.
And there's Ben Sinnott. Pick him up.
Done and done. Okay. So our grade for this one, fourth and final draft again, trading T. Higgins. We get a B for Brian Thomas Jr., C plus for Jackson Powers Johnson, A for Chris Jenkins, A for Dwayne Carter, B for Audric Estime. Estime, I have no idea. A minus for Blake Fisher, B minus for Bertrand, A minus for Ben Sinnott for a B plus. So here's the deal. Here's my thinking. And I know what you're thinking as well. The whole point of this is we're not really looking at where any of these guys are going. We're not even really looking at who's available when we're picking. What we're looking
at. Not past the first round or two.
Not past the first round or two. Right. What we're looking at is
what does the team look like after this draft?
Right. And the difference in that extra first to early second and whatever, those two extra picks, but the first extra one, you know what I mean? The late first, early second, whatever, how drastic the difference can be on your team. So we both agree that the best thing the Bengals could do would be to trade T. Higgins after they tag him. I don't think it'll happen. Well, I mean, if you had to say,
as much as I love Newton, I would take either of those last two drafts over the first one he did. And I consider grabbing Newton would make my draft. It would absolutely make my draft.
Right. Right. And still,
so that's it. We're just kind of demonstrating that the flexibility you get to grab a player. Grab a player that maybe you would have been too nervous to grab because you have that extra pick to back you up and how much it opens up the entire draft for you. I think that's what we're getting at here. Trade T, you can get good value out of him. That's it. I think our little experiment half proved it, but I would be interested to see if you all think we're idiots. Which of those four drafts would you pick? Get in the comments, let us know. Let us know why. You also got to consider that those first two drafts, T. Higgins is still a player on.
Right. So wide receiver is not a need.
Not a need. And also we have a top 10 arguably wide receiver where we would have had one of these other rookies instead. Right. I think with T, we have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl, which seems to be our goal.
Right.
I think without T, we have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl the following 3 years.
Okay. Okay. All right. I get what you're saying. Like, trade 1 year for sustained 3 year kind of success. You know what I mean? I get that. I do. I still think what's going to happen is they're going to tag T.
Yes.
And T's just going to be play for them this year, and they'll get a, I don't know if you get compensatory picks for tagged players. I think you do. I don't know the rules. That's why I don't make the big bucks. I don't know. All right. You got anything else?
That's why. What? Nope. That is it. I think this was a fun experiment. But yeah, man, this has been a 45-minute episode. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's a long one. All right. Well, thank you very much for sticking with us. Again, we are on the Orange and Black Insider, on YouTube and anywhere you can find the Orange and Black Insider. Anywhere you get podcasts will be on there. It's not just us. Great stuff. There is, you got to check out, there's a interview. Again, I'm going to put it on the link to this or the description of this video. There is an interview that Anthony did with Ken Anderson. You got to check out.
Really good.
Yeah. We are brought to you by CincyJungle.com, SB Nation, Cincinnati Bengals site. We are sponsored by Eastgate Smiles Dental Care. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll be back again later. Hootay.
Hootay.
That's great!